Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as a Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, from Washington, D.C., where the men you elected to office toil arduously to justify your confidence in them. One of their gigantic tasks is coordinating a myriad of committees, subcommittees, and political differences, and ever-increasing demands on federal funds into what they hope ultimately will be successful legislation. Right now, a Senate committee headed by Senator Dean Edwards is meeting to weigh the merits of a demand for federal aid amounting to $10 million on a flood control project. Yes, you're right. That is a lot of taxpayers' money. And young Senator Edwards feels his responsibility keenly as he listens to the arguments, pro and con.
I believe Senator Wakely is next.
Thank you, Senator Edwards. Well, gentlemen, I agree that flood control measures cannot be overlooked wherever they are found to be necessary. But with all due respect to Senator Trillis's proposed flood control bill, I must point out to you the fact that protective dams were built in his state by the CCC at great cost to our government. And according to reports...
They were built before World War II.
Senator Trillis, Senator Wakely has not concluded. I beg your pardon.
According to the reports of the Army engineers, those particular dams more than met the requirements. In fact,
that
they were...
That was over 15 years ago. If you'll just read the soil conservation... Gentlemen. Now, Senator Trillis, about those dams, in what way would you say they've become ineffectual?
Well, for one thing, they haven't been maintained properly. They're all silted up so that with every new flood, the water slashed new gullies around them. But most of all, it's their location. Now here, let me show you on this wall map. Right here is Silver Stream Valley. 55,000 acres of it, with a record of farm production valued at more than $6 million a year. Now down here at this point, where the big waters end up in the floodplains, is where the dams have been built.
But according to the Army engineers, that's the proper place for the dam.
And according to soil conservation experts, flood control must start up here in the uplands, where trickles and streams become cataracts that tear out good, fertile, unprotected soil.
Well, surely the Army engineers know more than the soil conservationists about where dams should be built?
I didn't say they don't, but this is more than building dams. It's complete coordination.
Well, what do you propose to do? Rip up the dams already in? After all, $10 million is a lot of money.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but Senator Forrester has asked for the floor.
Thank you. Gentlemen, in all fairness to the soil conservation experts and to Senator Trillis, I suggest that we study their plan over the weekend to determine...
I have studied the plan, and I still
Perhaps
don't...
Perhaps you don't want to see, Senator.
If you're inferring that I am biased...
I'm just saying that I insist on a fair consideration...
Gentlemen. And while I appreciate your letter, I think... No, let's change that, Ginger.
Yes, sir.
Rest assured, I understand the spirit which... make that... the reason that prompted you to... No, I'm sorry, Ginger. We'd better table the correspondence till later.
Of course, if you say so. Senator, the committee meeting didn't go well, did it?
I'm afraid not. There's a complete divergence of thought on the flood control bill.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm not certain. I'll admit the Army Engineers report has much credence, but I keep thinking about the uplands. I've seen floods, Ginger, bad ones. I know the destruction they can cause.
So do I, Senator. I was raised on a farm.
You? A farmer's daughter?
Mm-hmm. And don't let the boys at the Pentagon hear about it. No, but seriously, the floods kept getting worse every year. They do, you know. And finally, there was just nothing left to farm.
I see.
What does Senator Trillis say? It's his state. Surely he's seen it all.
That's just it. To the rest of the committee, Silverstream Valley is just an impersonal dot on an area map.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger, have you any special plans for tomorrow, Saturday?
Nothing very vital. What did you have in mind, Senator?
Silverstream Valley.
What?
A few hours by plane and then drive to the uplands.
What for?
To get some first-hand information from the farmers themselves. You make the notes while I talk to them. Will you go?
Sure. It's the best offer I've had all day. Senator, I wouldn't say this is an old car, but I hope you're a good man with a crank.
Now, Ginger, like the man said when he rented it to us, they don't make them like this anymore.
And bully for us. Oh, but, Senator, just look at those rolling hills in the wonderful green fields. Yeah, I think this is the most beautiful valley I've ever seen.
National budgets, foreign policies, atom bombs. Just thinking about them here seems almost irreverent.
I know. Nevertheless, I dare say you'll find your farmer Middleton is right up to date on world affairs for all of his 600 acres.
I'm the last one to underestimate rural opinion. Hey.
Hmm?
Did you ever see anything as green as that? What do you suppose they're growing out there?
Pure chlorophyll, Senator. You know that stuff we used to call lettuce? The air smells good.
Yes. But I hope we get more than fresh air out of this trip. I'm counting on some worthwhile information from our John Middleton.
With 600 acres at stake, you ought to have a lot to say on the subject.
I wonder why Wakely's taking such a hard-headed stand against the bill.
Senator, could it be pressure you don't know about?
Oh, I hope not. Well, let's see if we can get this hired horseless buggy all the way up to 20.
Senator Edwards, seeing a busy man like you come all the way up here just to talk about a problem that's not even in your own state, well, it makes me feel good. Mighty good. That goes for you too, miss.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Middleton.
As I explained before, there's been so much confusion over this issue. Conflicting thoughts.
Yeah, I know. The Army engineers say one thing, the soil conservation experts say another. Well, it's like two firemen squabbling over who's going to use the hose to put out the fire, and meanwhile the fellow's house is burning to the ground. What's the matter with me, keeping you folks standing out here like this? Come on up on the porch and sit down, will you?
Thanks.
Good idea.
Can I get you something?
Oh, not for me, thank you.
We just want to talk, Mr. Middleton, and we haven't much time.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
If you have no objections, I'd like my secretary to take a few notes.
Not at all. Sorry you have to rush, Senator. I wish you could have talked to some of the rest of us.
Well, I came to you because they tell me you're the one who is largely responsible for the flood control plan drawn up in this area.
Oh, I'm not taking all the credit. No, sir, not by a long shot. We've had a lot of hard meetings about this, Senator, before we figured out to our way of thinking what could be done.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, what we finally came up with is what the soil conservation fellows call synchronized planning in the watershed.
Which means?
Well, it's like this, ma'am. The way we've been doing up till now, each farmer channels his own waters the best way he knows how, and then dumps them on the next fellow down the line.
But doesn't that increase the damage as it continues?
Of course. Why, this area has had 11 damaging floods in 8 years.
Serious damage?
Well, now, miss, 8,000 acres at $200 worth of damage an acre, you figure it out.
Not me. My advanced calculus is a little rusty these days.
Well, now I see Senator Trillis's anxiety about the bill.
Well, he's a fine man, that Senator Trillis, and we're all sure counting on him.
I know. And he'll put up a good fight for you.
You can depend on that, Mr. Middleton.
But you mustn't build up your hopes too much. Unfortunately, all a senator can do is recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But, Mr. Middleton, this matter of the dams, what about them?
Well, they're all silted up. Most of them, anyway. Not much good when the waters start rising. And believe me, we've got the figures to prove that those floods get worse every time.
But the big Silver Stream dam, we took a good look at that one on the way up here.
And it looks strong as Gibraltar, huh?
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, mister, one of these days, that Silver Stream dam's not going to be able to hold back those Russian waters the time they hit it. We were plenty scared last time. And don't let anyone tell you different. No, sir. There's just one way, and that's take the strain away by good channeling all the way from the top down. Otherwise, well, have a look out there, Senator. All that fertile soil didn't just happen. Broken the backs of generations of farmers ever since the first pioneer ever dug a shovel into some mighty hard, tough ground. Naturally, it's something folks raised in the city couldn't quite understand.
I can. I can remember my father saying, if it ain't the drought, it's the floods, and if it ain't floods, it's grasshoppers.
Yeah, I know what he meant. Those 600 acres of mine, I fought for them every inch of the way. Just like every other living soul in this valley has done for years on their own land.
I can't help wondering why most of them just don't give up with such odds against them.
Well, some do, Senator. But some just won't. You know, you wouldn't have an invention or a medical discovery or even a little old can of peas if it wasn't for the men who are just ornery enough not to give up.
You can throw in a few men who fought long and hard for good legislation they believed in, too, Mr. Middleton.
Well, you don't have to sell me on that, Senator. Senator, tell me, you don't figure we're going to lose out on this flood control deal, do you?
Well, I sincerely hope not. I can't promise anything, of course.
Senator, we'd better start back if we're going to make it to the plane with that no-power drive.
Well, thanks again, Senator, for making the trip.
Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
I'll walk out the gate with you. Senator, you don't think one of the things that could beat us is that talk we're hearing about extending the highway through here, do you?
What? What's this about a highway extension?
Well, rumor has it that they want to extend the state highway. According to our plans for channeling the waters, it'd be smack in the way of the highway. So if our flood control plan goes through...
They can't build the highway extension.
Somebody wants that highway built. Ginger, didn't you say something yesterday about hidden pressure? It's beginning to shape up.
But the trouble is, we don't know who's back of it.
I'll find out, Mr. Middleton. I'll find out.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill again. Mark Twain once said, "Everyone complains about the weather, but no one does anything about it." Now, that may well be a funny quote to most of us, but to the community of Silver Stream Valley, where all eyes watch the first drop of rain with anxiety, fearful that this could mean a deluge resulting in destructive floods, the time has come to combat the elements with more than words. And Senator Dean Edwards, back at his post in Washington, D.C., is determined to help them gain the benefits of improved flood control measures.
Senator Edwards' office.
This is Senator Trillis. Is Senator Edwards in?
Oh, good morning, Senator. No, he hasn't come in yet, but I expect him any moment now.
Did you happen to read Lila Wheat's column in the News Express this morning?
Every vicious word of it. She must have dipped her pen into pure cyanide to write that one.
You can well imagine how upset my sister and I feel about it, linking Senator Edwards' name with the lanes that way. I wonder if the Senator's read it yet.
Oh, here he is now.
Ginger, get me the News Express right now. I want Lila Wheat.
He's read it. Hold on. Senator Trillis.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Frank.
Dean, have you read...
That miserable woman's gossip column? Yes, indeed, I have.
I don't have to tell you how Elaine and I feel. What we want to know is what to do about it. Naturally, we want to make her retract it.
I know. But, Frank, right now I think you'd better avoid any conflict with the press.
But you can't just ignore it, Dean. Picking up anything as innocent as your friendship with my sister.
Well, ordinarily, I don't dignify gossip by denying it. But this time, well, you let me handle it. Have you heard anything about extending the state highway through Silver Stream Valley?
There's been talk about it.
Well, I've got a hunch it's past the talking stage. It could explain the blocking of $10 million for flood control aid, since it would kill a chance to get appropriations for the highway extension. Right now, let me follow through on this news item. I'll phone you if I hear anything special.
Right.
Goodbye, Frank.
Goodbye.
Shall I get the news express now?
Yes, please. I want to speak to Ralph Marshall.
Not Lila Wheat?
Marshall's their top reporter. He covers all official news in Washington.
Oh, Ralph Marshall, please.
He might have an angle. I suppose you read the item, Ginger.
Yes, it was perfectly darling. Hello?
Hello.
Mr. Marshall?
Yeah?
Oh, Senator Dean Edwards calling. One moment, please. Senator.
Hello, Ralph.
Hi, Senator. How are you?
How would I be, after reading your Lila Wheat's gossip column this morning?
I don't understand.
Well, you should. Or don't you read your own paper?
Well, a guy can't write the news and read it, too. Seriously, what does it say?
Now, here it is. Happy coincidence of the week. Senator Dean Edwards going all out in support of Senator Frank Trillis's pending flood control bill, with Senator Trillis just happening to be the brother of the lovely Elaine Trillis. And Elaine just happens to be the gal voted the most likely to lead Washington's handsomest bachelor senator to the altar.
Holy smokes.
Now, wait, I haven't finished. Get this. $10 million worth of federal aid is mighty expensive, Corton gal. 3 exclamation points. And there you've got it, Ralph.
Well, I'd say you got it, Senator, right in the back. Say, but how about it? I mean, you and Elaine Trillis.
Now, I was her dinner partner exactly twice this year. I'd hardly call that a grand passion.
Oh. Well, look, I'll ask Lila where she got her dope. She usually double-checks everything.
Well, I wish you would. And I insist on a retraction tomorrow.
I'll do my best, Senator. Believe me, you're one of the guys I know my paper wants to back up.
Thank you, Ralph. And incidentally, if you tell me who planted that item in the column, it might lead you to a good story.
I'm your boy. I'll call you later.
Ginger, how are you coming with those notes you took in Silver Stream Valley?
Just down to the last period. There. Huh. Here it is, Senator.
Well, thank you. Now let's have a look at it. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very good. I'm going to show this to Ralph Marshall when he drops in. Perhaps he'll print it along with the retraction of yesterday's gossip.
Oh, I hope he does. At least it might help to counteract the stupidity of those accusations.
Oh, Ralph, come in.
Hello, Senator.
I've been waiting for you.
Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Mr. Marshall.
Now, what happened about Lila Wheat? What did she say?
Well, she,
If you'll excuse me, Senator.
Oh, no. Ralph, you can speak freely.
All right. I checked with Lila.
She's going to retract her statement, isn't she?
Afraid not.
Well, I'll see that she does. Ginger, get me the news express.
Now, wait. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not?
Well, it isn't Lila's fault. In fact, that was one item she didn't want to write in the first place. I guess even a dame like that draws the line somewhere.
You mean she had to print that vicious lie? And she can't retract it?
She tried to, but it was nixed.
By whom?
The boss.
If you mean your city editor, I'll go over his head.
The old man? Not this time, pal. You see, someone got to him first.
Can you find out who?
Already have. Ever hear of a man named Jim Ferret?
Jim Ferret.
Big paving contractor.
Oh, yeah.
Did the paving on the Western Tunnel, the Tri-State Bridge, the Midwest Freeway.
He's big, all right.
Oh.
And now he wants the paving contracts on the Silver Stream Highway extension, if they get it. Is that it?
Correction, please. When they get it. There's no if when Ferret's in the picture. And I'm telling you right now, he'll do anything he can to discredit you or anyone else who stands in his way.
Well, nevertheless, Congress will never give the highway extension precedence over the flood control bill.
Sure, if it ever got to Congress. I did a little routine checking before I came up here with Senators Forrester, Harvey, and Stanford.
And?
Right now, they all seem inclined to accept the Army Engineers' report that the dams are sufficient to protect the valley.
Perhaps they'll understand more about it after they've read this first-hand report. You read it, Ralph, and I hope you print it. It's the voice of the community, the way Ginger and I heard it last Saturday.
Synchronized planning. Water's properly channeled to protect the land before it hits the big dam. Oh, I'm sure this plan's good,
but... more than that. It's vital, and we can't let them down.
Senator?
Yes, Ralph?
Now, you'll probably throw me out for this one, but a fellow who sticks his neck out far enough usually makes room for an axe. This isn't even your own state. Why are you doing it?
Stop me if I'm wrong, Ralph, but isn't there something called United States?
Yes, yes. I see what you mean, Senator.
But, Senator Wakely, you've read the reports of the soil conservation experts. You know they make sense.
Nevertheless, Senator Edwards, this is no time to ask for such an appropriation. And I, for one, shall vote against it. And that's final.
Dean, I'm the one who's proposing this flood control bill. It's my state. But even with everything I have at stake, I want you to protect yourself. I know Jim Ferrett. And I'm telling you, he'll fight every bill you ever try to get passed from here on in.
How can he?
With his professional lobbyists. He can, and you know it.
Have you had lunch, Senator?
I've had three lunches with three different members of the committee.
Well, at least worry isn't going to make you thin at that rate. How's it going?
Not good, Ginger. Not good. I've talked myself hoarse, but... well, I'm afraid this time the pressure's too strong.
Oh, something will happen. You'll see.
Like what?
Well, maybe if... you tried that. Well, like...
Yes, yes. I see, all right.
Senator Edwards! Senator! Oh, thank heavens you're here.
Ralph, you look like a cyclone's hit you.
Not a cyclone, a flood, and not me, Silver Stream Valley.
Oh, dear God.
No. Is it bad?
Threatens to be the worst in history. But bad as it is, it could be a break for your bill, Senator.
What?
Don't you see? Red Cross units are being mobilized.
Well, what's that
paper
got to do
sending
with...
me down for an on-the-spot broadcast. And boy, I'm going to holler long and loud. Senator, I always did say you must live, right?
Ginger, get me the air base. I want Captain Howard.
Yes, sir.
And get me Senators Wakely, Forrester, and Stanford. Quickly.
This is Ralph Marshall, the News Express, speaking to you from a Red Cross mobilization unit at the flood-stricken area of Silver Stream Valley. We only pray that the Silver Stream Dam will be strong enough to protect the rest of the valley from complete devastation.
Look down there, gentlemen. That turbulent river covers 55,000 acres of rich farmland, with a record of farm production valued at more than $6 million a year.
It's horrible.
I can only hope the big dam holds under this rain.
Even if it does, the damage in the uplands will take years to recoup.
This is Ralph Marshall of the News Express, again speaking to you from the flood-stricken area of Silver Stream Valley. And here to tell you more about what has happened is Mr. John Middleton, the valley's most prominent farmer. Mr. Middleton.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Folks, I know I can speak for every family in this valley when I thank all of you good people who sent in contributions and wires and all the comfort you've offered us in the face of the worst disaster we've ever seen. There was nothing left for us to do but pray that big dam holds out. And if any of you want to throw in a few extra prayers, it sure won't hurt any, I expect.
Ladies and gentlemen, a late news bulletin from the flood-stricken Silver Stream Valley reports that the rains have subsided and the Silver Stream Dam is no longer in jeopardy. Evacuees below the dam area are now returning to their homes.
Oh, Mr. Marshall, come on in.
Hi, Ginger. Any news about the Senate committee meeting?
Mm-mm, not yet, but the senator should be back any minute. You were great, Mr. Marshall, real great.
Well, so was your boss. You know, he's quite a guy.
I just hope the bill passes the committee after all that Oh, Senator Edwards, what happened?
What happened, must you ask? Just look at the smile on his face.
Well, it was approved by the Senate committee unanimously, with a very strong recommendation to Congress.
That's the best quote I've had all year.
Oh, well, Senator, see, I told you everything would be all right.
Ginger, you not only can write, you're wonderful.
Well, that's the best quote I've had all year.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you have heard a Washington story brought to you as a reminder that your government is constantly alerted against those who would use this country to secure their own selfish ends. Now, more than ever, we must safeguard our liberty and protect our rights. This is Freedom, USA.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power again. One of the things I'm most grateful for is the opportunity to travel. Because only when you've seen many other countries can you appreciate the privilege of being an American. And so, having left our shores for foreign lands, I can say sincerely, I like America because it embodies the beauties of all the world, with the freedom, abundance, laughter, and opportunity to be found only here, in our own America.
Week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.